Okay, let's jump into Tradio. Hi, Chris.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in to help me host.
Yes, yes. Another snowy day.
Another snowy day. Yeah. Yeah. You know, we don't need. We don't necessarily need to move the ice berms. We just need the strength to climb them.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And not see shapes at night coming, crawling into the road.
I certainly do. You know, little abominable snowmen, yes. Kind of like forming themselves and falling apart. Uh-huh. Yeah. We shouldn't waste any time. We have a couple callers.
Great. Let's get to it.
So let's set this up. Okay. Caller on line one, you are on the air.
Is this me?
Hi, Joyce.
Hi.
Hello, Joyce is feeling better today. So I think there's bingo tonight. I haven't heard anything different. So the doors open at 5:30 and the bingo game starts at 6:30. And I heard somebody mention something about me announcing the menu for tonight. It's going to be a dinner, not a snack.
Wow.
Oh.
Beef stroganoff with noodles. We're going to have rolls. And because I felt better yesterday, I made those mini apple pies.
Okay.
So we're going to have all that for tonight. Plus there's, you know, soda and coffee and popcorn and candy and all that good stuff. And we have a good time playing.
Okay.
And the mobility chair is working, to my knowledge.
All right.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Joyce, yes. If you don't mind me asking, is your last name Bergman?
No, it's not.
Oh, so it's a different Joyce whose birthday is today.
Yes, there's about three or four Joyces in town.
Okay. All right.
Okay,
well,
thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. And we have another caller. On line two, you're on the air.
Hello, good morning. This is Stephanie from Parks and Rec. How are you?
Hi, Stephanie.
Okay.
All right. Well, I just wanted to chat real quick about a free boating safety course that we have coming up at Parks and Rec Gymnasium on Saturday, April 4th. And this is a free class. Participants must be 16 or older, though. But we have folks coming from the Alaska Boating Office or the Boating Safety Office up in Anchorage, and we have somebody coming from AMSI over in Sitka to teach this course.
All right.
And what date was that again?
It is Saturday, April 4th, and it's a long day. It's 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., but we are making it really interactive. We're going to be up and moving and, you know, making burrito wraps for hypothermia. We'll be doing knot tying, all kinds of stuff. We also have Rockies Marine coming, and they are bringing a small engine so that we can learn about engines and, you know, what to do if something goes wrong, how can you troubleshoot, and, yeah, all kinds of stuff happening.
Okay, that's going to be very informative.
Yeah.
And better to figure this out now before you're, yes, you know, out in Frederick Sound. Yeah.
Absolutely. So we do bring in those elements of, you know, what to do if there's an emergency. It's kind of a suddenly in command a little bit. Yeah, it's going to be really great. We also have Bjorn coming from Search and Rescue, and we'll have the fire cart from the fire department over so people can use fire extinguishers and, yeah. It's going to be really neat.
Great. All right. And do people have to sign up ahead of time?
Yes. We have the registration open at Parks and Rec, so you can get on to petersburgrec.com to register, or you can just come on in or give us a call, and we can help you get set up. We only have a limited number of seats available, so really important to hop on and get registered or come in. But again, it's for 16 and older. And those that would like to, they can take the AK WaterWise exam and get certification that they've taken the class, and it can get you discounts on boating insurance. So really, really great opportunity to learn from some recreational boating safety experts. These instructors are phenomenal. So.
All right.
Okay. Thanks, sounds Stephanie. Great. Thanks.
Yeah. All right. Absolutely. Have a great day.
You too.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
All right. So, instead of another caller, we have a live, real person here.
Hello. This is Chelsea Tremblay. I was in the neighborhood and thought I would procrastinate walking home to shovel a little bit longer. So.
You can stay here all day.
Yeah, happily. So I'm checking in about the No Kings rally happening tomorrow, Saturday, from noon to 1. We are meeting at the borough parking lot. No Kings is a national day of action, and Petersburg is doing its part. If you want to know more about why we're getting together, you can contact me at 907-518-0590. And I wanted to note, in case you haven't looked outside, we've made a few plans and nature might be laughing at them. So wear shoes appropriate for the weather. That seems silly to say, but I think we're all so excited for spring that sometimes our excitement about leaving our house can mean we put practicalities aside. And alas, it is not that time yet.
No flip-flops.
So no flip-flops, please. No no sliders. No, the clogs, not quite yet. Those are still inside shoes. It should be a really lovely, peaceful day and, you know, demonstrating First Amendment rights. And as always, contact me with any questions. And yeah, should be a lovely time. That's from noon to 1 tomorrow, Saturday. And dress for the occasion of Mother Nature.
Yes. So, yeah. Okay.
Well, I guess I'm getting back to it. Thank you, guys.
All right.
Thanks for coming in, Chelsea. All right. So I had a few callers and other live folk alike. Chris, I always like when you come in because you are our library connection. And so obviously there's a ton of stuff happening on psglib.org.
Yes, and I always recommend people go there because sometimes I am not, you know, there's so much going on that I cannot remember it all, and I would hate to miss something in my list of things that's very important. We know that there is a class with Ashley coming up, and I can actually give you more information on that because I was just handed the card. It's on Tuesday, March 31st and Wednesday, April 1st, and it's from 5 to 7:30 p.m. And it is painting foliage and flowers in oil. And it's free for high school students age 14 and older. Otherwise, there's a fee of $70, and you can sign up at the library, psglib.org. And of course, there are other offerings that happen. Karen Malcolm does yoga. Just check the schedule, though, because it's not necessarily every Saturday during the month. And that's the same, actually, with story times, too.
Yeah.
Always check the schedule. It's just to make sure that things are happening. And of course, it's Seward's Day on Monday, so we will be closed. That's a state holiday and a borough holiday. So, we'll be closed on Monday, but reopening on Tuesday with our regular hours.
Yeah. And that reminds me, actually, the Baylor facility is also closed on Monday. So that'll reopen Tuesday at noon.
Yes.
But Monday's recycling Monday's recycling and trash pickup So, folks, if you're listening and you have something to buy, sell, or trade, or there's an event coming up like Chelsea had that you want to announce, give us a call, 907-531-8049. We'd like to hear from you. The other thing I wanted to bring up, which Chris and I were talking about right before we got on the air, is April is National Poetry Month.
Yes.
KFSK is showcasing poems read by community members on the air. We would really love if people came in and recorded a poem. It could be two lines. It could be a haiku. It could be something you wrote. It could be Basho. I don't mind. And so just stop by the station when we're open during normal working hours, or you can give us a call, again, 907-531-80 49. But as we were saying, April is another month.
Yeah, it's actually kind of recognizing jazz and jazz appreciation month. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know if I'll do anything special or not. There is a program that I just put together that has a lot of the influencers. So I may actually cut down the show a little bit and do a little bit more talking, so you have a little bit more background on some of the players. We'll see.
That would be lovely. And there's so much to learn, and there's a lot to appreciate out there.
Yeah.
And you could go from, I don't know, Gershwin to who's a recent jazz musician, Kamasi Washington, maybe you could call him that. He's more of a composer.
There's names escaping me. I can see pictures.
I get you. I also sometimes think in album art, it's like, oh, it's off the blue and white one.
Yes, right. Oh, yes, we love that at the library too. Well, it was a blue book and it was about this big.
And then you have to like divine it. It's like, let me just consult my crystal ball that I keep in the back for exactly this purpose.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about.
It was over there in like that half of the building somewhere. Okay. Well, we have another caller on line one. You're on the air.
Well, good morning, Chris and Isaiah. This is Sally.
Hi, Sally.
Hi, Sally.
And happy Friday.
Yes. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Yeah. Well, I'm promoting the Pioneer Tea, which is coming up on April 11th. It's a scholarship-raising fundraiser for high school seniors. And it's going to be 1 to 3 p.m. at Holy Cross House. Again, it's April 11th. It's a Saturday. And $20 a person. It's going to be live music with Stu Paulson and Kathy Cronlin. If you want to do a table all your own, you can call Debbie at 518-4045 or Gail at 518-4232, or you can just come and the tables will be ready for you. Kind of fun. There'll be sweets and savories on the tea table. And I believe there's at least 8 different kinds of teas, including herbal, so there's some non-caffeinated ones, too. And people bring out their beautiful teapots to look at, and there'll be teacups like crazy. Margaret Newland's bringing her beautiful collection of over 200 teacups.
Whoa.
Wow.
And you get to pick your own, whatever suits your fancy. And it's a real fun time, and it's open to the community. And you can dress up, dress down, wear a fancy hat, wear gloves, whatever you want. Just remember, the pinky finger does not go in the air. It goes under your teacup to keep it balanced.
Okay.
Well, I'll be vigilant.
Yeah. And then my other hat that I'm wearing for the next few days or few weeks is the Muskeg Mullers have a teacher coming from Oregon to teach, Patty Jo Meshnick. She's a friend of mine. And she's going to be teaching in the Ouse style. We've selected 4 interesting, gorgeous classes. I believe I sent a poster up, Isaiah.
Yes, and we have it with us.
Perfect. Yeah, we're doing some interesting things. We're kind of done with doing plates every time, you know, and it's fun to find interesting pieces and people willing to teach it to us.
And
we're doing a bean pot, all kinds of stuff.
Okay. And what style did you say it was?
It's Ouse. It's pronounced Ouse in most places. Some people call it Ouse. It just depends on, you know, Norway's got about 150 different ways to say the same word. But it's from south of Bergen, and it's very floral. And it's really good for beginners because you don't do a lot of the shading. You do more of the embellishing of the item you've based in. And so it's really fun. So what we try to do when we have a teacher come is we have 3 intermediate to, you know, advanced classes. Then we have a little break, which would be Friday, the 25th and 24th. And then we have a beginner class on Saturday so that people want to come and try it. They're not, you know, so overwhelmed. And the members of the club kind of sit around through all the tables as we're painting so that we can kind of mentor people. And the Mullers are providing lunch and all the paints. You do need to purchase the wood, which is very reasonably priced for what the items are. And then the classes per day are $50, which is also very reasonable. Last class I took was $150 plus the price of the wood. So we're giving everybody a real good deal here.
Okay, and what were the dates again?
it's going to, we're having an open house to meet the teacher on April 20th, and classes start on Tuesday the 21st and go through Saturday.
Okay. And the Saturday is the kind of intro if you are a beginner.
We're calling it a beginner class. Yeah, it's a small round top box with a fitted lid. It's really cute. It's about 5.5, 6 inches across. And it's a nice, simple pattern on the top. And then on the sides is just stroke work so that it doesn't overwhelm anybody, or you can just leave it solid and have it be beautiful.
Okay, sounds fun.
Yeah, and if they have any questions, they can call myself or Polly. My number is 518-0601. Polly's number is 518-0866. And, yeah, we have room for 12 in most of the classes. At the beginner class on Saturday, we have 20. We can take up to 20.
Okay, up to 20. Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks, Sally.
Okay. Yes, thank you.
Thanks, you guys. Have a wonderful weekend.
You too.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. We have another caller on line 2. Thanks for being patient. You're on the air.
Well, good morning. Dave Berg calling.
Hi, Dave.
Hi.
Exciting as the Muskegon Mall year is, but tomorrow is Rotary Rose Day. Hopefully the plane will make it in and we'll have roses to deliver. They come with a hug, so be prepared. Got a few more dozen available, a few more orders available. They can be purchased by calling me at 518-1199, or if you want to pay by credit card, it's probably just easiest to go online and order them at petersburgrotary.org. We certainly appreciate all that KFSK has done to publicize our event. Like I said, that's a big thing for Rotary and Youth Exchange, our programs for kids in high school going out or experiencing the foreign culture. And happy to be doing it again for community.
Okay, thank you.
All right, you're welcome.
Thanks, Dave. Bye. All right. That was pretty good. So
yeah.
There's no one else on the docket yet. But, folks, if you're listening to us and something comes to mind, you can still catch us. Our number is 907-531-8049.
Okay, and there is one thing that I read last night that I am going to talk about, and that's the LIO.
Yeah.
You know, the PFDs, you have until the 31st to apply. And so if you have not done that already, it's time to do that. And you can get some help from the LIO. And it sounds like they have special hours even on Saturday.
Yes.
To help you do that. And that's important because, of course, we do have the holiday coming up for the state. If you want to send it in a paper one, it's very important to have that postmarked by the proper date. And so you may want to actually take it up to the counter and make sure that it gets postmarked that day and doesn't, you know, travel around or the next day or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so just that kind of heads up out there. If you haven't applied, it's time to do that.
Great note, Chris. And so you can get a certified mail receipt. And so if you get that, that'll also work. And you mentioned they were open this Saturday. My information, they're open from 3 to 5 this Saturday.
Yeah.
And also on Saturday, there's an opportunity for folks to testify on SB 26 and HB 229, which are bills to eliminate daylight savings time. So that's at 3:15 on Saturday. And just their phone number in case you need to have any questions or you'd like to... ask them anything. That number, 907-772-3741. And their offices are at 11 B. Joa Street.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, very topical. Shall we do a rundown?
Rundown?
Oh,
sure.
Actually, we have a caller.
Oh, okay.
I forgot I heard that phone. So, caller on line one, you're on the air.
Oh, thank you. I know I'm late, but I have two things. One, I still have a pair of new ice bugs for sale. If you wear size men's 10 and a half or 11, they'll fit you, and they're new. So give me a call. And the other thing, I'm looking for a canopy for my truck, 5 foot by 6 foot width and then length of 6 foot. So if you have that, I'd like to have, I'd like to buy one. And the last thing is, I heard just briefly rotary roses. And do you have a number to call on that?
Yes, you can call Dave at the 518-1199.
Okay, thank you.
And what was the pair of what men's?
Men's ice bugs.
Ice bugs? Okay.
Yes, they have little...
cleats on the bottom?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
My number is 907-772-3677.
3677. Okay, great. Got it.
And that's $11.99?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Okay, bye. All right. And folks, you're not too late to call in while we're going to do this rundown. So if you hear us talking, something comes to mind, again, our number 907-531-8049. Chris, take it away.
Yes. Okay. So Joyce called. It's bingo tonight at the Suns. Doors open at 5:30. Bingo starts at 6:30. And instead of a snack, they are actually having dinner tonight. Beef stroganoff with rolls and mini apple pies. Stephanie called from Parks and Recreation. They are having a free boating and safety class, or boating safety class. You need to be 16 years old or older to attend. It is happening April 4th, and it is a long day. It's Saturday from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. You do have to register, and you can do that at petersburgrec.com. Or go to Parks and Rec and do it in person. And they are going to have all sorts of things happening there. They'll even have an engine so that you can learn about engines and troubleshooting. They'll have people from search and rescue. They have two instructors coming from out of town. You're also able to take the AK WaterWise exam, which gives you discounts on boating insurance. So that's happening April 4th. Pre-registration required. And happening tomorrow, the No Kings Rally. It's happening nationwide, but our town is having it from noon until 1. You will meet at the borough parking lot. And although this sounds kind of like common sense, wear appropriate shoes for the weather, because I think they're not going to just stay in the parking lot. I think they have kind of a route planned. And if you have more questions, you can contact Chelsea at 907-518-0590. Sally called. Pioneer Tea is happening April 11th from 1 to 3 at the Holy Cross House. There will be live music. The tea includes, of course, tea, sweets and savory things at the tables. It's $20 per person. The money goes for their scholarship fund. If you would like to reserve a table, you can call Deb at 907-518-4045. Or Gail at 907-518-4232. She also wanted to let us know that the Muskeg Moliers are having a teacher come from Oregon to teach in the OOF style. They're not going to be doing plates this year. This is a style that's a very floral, good for beginners. There is kind of a meet the teacher day on April 20th. The classes run from the 21st through Saturday, and they usually have intermediate to advanced classes. But on Saturday, there is a class for beginners. They will be providing lunch and paints, and you just need to purchase the wood, and the cost of the classes is $50 per day. You should sign up. There are limited spaces in the classes. The normal classes are 12 people per class, but Saturday they can take up to 20 people. And you can call Sally at 907-518-0601 or Polly at 907-518-0601. 0866. Dave Call, tomorrow is Rotary Rose Day, and warning, they come with a hug. There are still a few dozen roses available for purchase, and if you would like to do that, you can call Dave at 907-518-1199 or go to petersburgrotary.org. John called. He has a pair of 10.5 men's ice bugs. Didn't have a price on that. You can give him a call on that. He is also looking for a canopy for a truck, 5 feet by 6 feet. And his number is 907-772-3677.
All right. Thank you for that roundout, Chris.
You're welcome.
Okay. So I think that concludes Tradio for today. And folks, if you missed us, we do it every Wednesday and every Friday at 9 o'clock. So we hope to hear from you another week. Okay. Well, thanks, Chris. Good luck on the ice berms out there.
Yes. Have a good weekend.
Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK is brought to you in part by Rockies Marine, selling Yamaha 4-stroke outboards from a 2.5-horsepower portable to the F-350 V8, all rated for ultra-low emissions, including the 4.2-liter V6, 225, 250, and 300-horsepower models. Yamaha's full 4-stroke lineup, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturday, 9 to 1, and on the web at rockiesmarine.com. 772-3949 or toll-free 800-478-3949. Tradio is also supported by Petersburg Properties, connecting buyers and sellers with local, residential, commercial, and remote property opportunities in Petersburg and Wrangell on the web at petersburgproperties.com.
All right, folks. Well, that concludes Tradio, and now we're going to turn back to Rising Tide Music. I have Taylor Heckert here with me in the studio, and we're going to do another one of our physical media roulette shows for the next half an hour.
I would say back by popular demand, but I think we're the only demand.
I'm popular.
So true.
So we're excited for it. We haven't quite done the roulette yet, so I do have one lined up.
I'm excited.
I'll listen to it. I guess
sure.
Everything is a roulette in a certain way.
Yeah. We don't know what it is.
So this one, it's by an artist, Buckwheat Zydeco. And normally I would ask you to pick a number, but written on the CD, number 5 is highlighted.
I believe in the wisdom of the ancients.
I believe in the wisdom of the ancients, too. Looking at this little Rosetta Stone of mine, this one's called Hey Good Lookin' by Buckwheat Zydeco. All right. That was Hey Good Lookin' by Buckwheat Zydeco.
That was a fun way to start the morning. I like fun. The energy.
This next one you picked out from the folk section, ostensibly.
We think.
It's called The Return of Corner, Ray, and Glover.
I just had so many questions. Where did they go? I'm so glad they're back.
Where did they come from?
Yeah.
Great question.
Yeah. I'm so excited for their return. I think we all are.
And so we know pitifully little about this, except that on guitar, it looks like it's Spider John Corner, Tony Glover. So I assume those are the two names of the guy. And then this another guy smoking a cigarette called Dave Ray. So I wonder if that's his instrument. Probably not.
I play the cigarette.
It's like the piccolo.
Whoa.
But, you know, just...
Never stop training.
Never stop training. No. We don't say that on the radio. Okay. Pick a number one or between 1 and 15, including those numbers.
14.
Okay. Yeah, why don't you make it easy for me?
Yeah, press a lot of buttons.
Okay. This track is called Packin' Trunk. Holy harmonica.
I love that.
That was great. These guys are actually not bad. I don't know where they went, what deal they made with what devil, but...
I'm so glad they're back.
I'm so glad they're back. because we make the rules, I'm just going to pick another one from this track because I was so intrigued.
Our first encore in our short-lived show.
Yes, it is our first encore. Is that true? I don't know.
Yeah.
Where's our statistician?
Me.
Who did we hire for
me.
That? It's you, okay.
Yeah.
Well, this one, don't let your right hand know what your left hand do. Well, let's find this out. Hold on. I think it's track 11. You gonna play for me?
Don't let your right hand know what your left hand do. Don't let your right hand know what your left hand do. 'Cause if you do, you both be in trouble too. Come on. Don't let your old man know what your old lady do. Don't let your old man know what your old lady do. 'Cause if you do, you be in the way for a big bad tattoo.
So I thought that was another holy harmonica.
Yeah, it was pretty impressive.
It was pretty impressive. But instead, it was actually a bass harp, which I think you should just look up to get a photo of because it looks nothing like a harmonica.
Yeah, it's a very wonky-looking instrument.
It is a very wonky. It kind of looks like a horseshoe almost.
Yeah.
That was awesome. I'm going to be listening to these guys later. I didn't hear that guy playing the cigarette, but maybe he does something else. Maybe he's got, like, moral support or something.
You need
this
that
just
in every
guy
band.
Who's a friend.
Yeah, you need a roadie.
And then we talk to him sometimes whenever we need a break.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we bum a cig off of him. Anyway, this next track, I went into the blues section. Oh, something just fell down.
It was a zip tie.
Okay, not important. It's from an album called Satan and Album. It's by an artist called Satan and Adam. And this one is called the Harlem Blues. Why don't you pick one of these?
Oh, 100%. Track 2 called Groovy People.
Yep.
I'd love to see some groovy people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
May I also as well?
Yeah.
May you, listener, also too.
Yeah, yeah,
see
yeah.
Groovy
people.
Mm-hmm.
people, people, people. Every day I got a smile on my face. I'm so glad to see you. Come on. So glad to see you. Baby, oh, you are my sweet, adorable, lovable, hardworking, good cooking little baby. Thank you for being a groovy lady.
There we go, another harmonica blues.
It's a harmonica morning, and I'm not mad.
I love the harmonica. Although, what we heard before that was the mouth harp or bass harp or something.
So I like whatever makes harmonica-ish noises.
Yeah, me too. Mm-hmm. It's like the cooler, older brother of the kazoo.
Yes.
Maybe the other way around. Maybe the kazoo is like, you know, the goofy cousin.
Yeah. No, I agree to all that. Snaps to that, yeah.
What I would give if we could find a kazoo CD in this building.
What I would give to have a professional kazoo player in town to come do a live show.
Hey, if you're listening out there and you know how to play the kazoo
professionally,
well,
you can't just make one note. You have to be able to make
a few. No, okay, fine. If you can do a scale on the kazoo, we'd like to have you in.
We can work with you. We can sign you at KFSK.
For the record, we don't sign anyone. Well, I don't even know how to do that.
I don't do that. That's not my job.
Yeah, but I'd like to meet you if you know how to play a scale
on the kazoo.
Yeah.
Come kazoo for us.
Anyway, so this next track that you picked, Where is that CD? Oh, here it is. It's from the jazz section. And it's from our, like, we have sort of a variety section, which is when kind of there's a mix. It's not just like one guy who's put out one album. And you picked one that said Aspects of Jazz from the Netherlands.
Both two things I don't think about often are jazz in the Netherlands, and so I kind of wanted to
broaden
my horizons.
That's a real shame.
I know, and that's why I'm doing this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm growing.
So, everyone, let's have a think about jazz in the Netherlands. There's one track called Track 9. It's called Zwief Keinen.
I would like that
one,
please.
I don't know if that's more German. I don't really know how to do a Dutch pronunciation, but we're going to go with that.
You convinced me, yeah.
Yeah,
let's
okay.
do that.
let's hear it. All right. So that was Aspects of Jazz from the Netherlands. Do you feel more informed on one, jazz, and two, the Netherlands?
I feel like I'm a better global citizen because of that track.
Yeah. And, you know, that's just part of the service that we provide to the community.
Yeah, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. you picked that one from the rock section from a band called Aquarium Rescue Unit. And it's from their album In a Perfect World. This is written in like red and bright green. It's like totally not colorblind friendly.
Sometimes graphic design, actually all the time, graphic design is a skill.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, many things are. So, enough talking. Yes. How about a track between 1 and 12?
How about 1? Let's do the first one.
Okay, we'll do title. It's not the title track. This one's called Search Yourself. And while we're listening, we will do some research on Aquarium Rescue Unit. Or maybe they'll tell us who they are.
Yeah, maybe they go, hi, I'm Aquarium Rescue Unit. This is my CD. I hope they start like that.
That's how you would start one.
For 100%.
Sure. Uh-huh. There's no doubt. Okay. Yeah. All right, that was Aquarium Rescue Unit.
I love it.
Yeah, it was okay for me.
Okay. Not everything's a winner. We're two different people.
We are. And you can't pander to everyone's taste.
Exactly.
It's true. Mm-hmm. Well, Taylor, thanks for coming on and doing a little physical media roulette with me.
Thanks for letting me do this. I have so much fun.
I have such a joy. And folks, if only you could know what we didn't play.
Exactly. There's always next week.
There's always next week. And I hope you're ready for that. Anyway, while we have a moment before 10 o'clock and we turn to Science Friday, let's look at the weather really quick. There was about 3 inches of snow this morning. I'm sure you went through that. Let's talk about the weather.
I went through the stages of grief, yes.
You went through the stages of grief. And, folks, if you're listening, I'm I hope you're feeling really patient today, but you can expect another couple inches between now and Saturday morning. At least that's what the forecast is on. Don't kill the messenger. I consulted the crystal ball, so the National Weather Service. So, and then after that, temperatures in the upper 30s, in the mid-20s. And at the beginning of next week, things look a bit warmer, temperatures reaching into the lower 40s, which sounds warm, actually.
That's what I like to hear.
Yes. Anyway, thanks, Taylor, for coming on.
Thank you.